Chris Burton is from Rail Future East Anglia. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jossie.
You've had a look then at these proposals. What
I
do you think?
Indeed, yes.
What are your thoughts?
Well, one can't dispute what Network Rail advocating, the reason why they want to close them. There is a very good reason for it. They've had several accidents, particularly in the Littleport area, over the last 5 to 10 years. And some of the crossings are very vaguely guarded in the sense that they are a higher risk than normal. One doesn't want that. There's a risk both to the people crossing the level crossing and also the people who are in the train, not to mention the driver who is under the greatest threat of all, sitting rather vulnerable at the front. So yeah, it has a very real reason for doing this. And to do it does mean you can actually increase the number of trains and the speed at which they run between places like Peterborough, Kingsland, Norwich and Cambridge.
Let me just read you a couple of messages that we've had this morning, Chris, from people who have experience of living in other countries. So this is from Gary. He lives now in Peterborough but lived in Australia for a while. Says in Australia they have loads of open crossings. They just have lights, no gates, and he never saw an accident there. And this is, well, from Mike in North Breton, so again in Peterborough. All railway crossings can be safe. In South Africa, most crossings, even in towns, are open, just flashing lights when a train is coming. So why such concern about level crossings in this country, do you think?
It is a surprise because, as you say, there are many countries, the United States probably being the greatest example of that. But, of course, in most of these countries, the trains are not running at 70 miles an hour plus, and that is the risk, that the chance of stopping. But there again, you know, in the United States, they may be running slow, but they've got 20,000 tons of freight on the back, and you don't pull up one of those in a moment or so. So, yes, I don't know. It is a thing about the British. They seem to feel they have to fence off the railway. They have to make it almost unbelievably safe. But it's the way we are with our safety culture and so forth.
Is it because as drivers, as pedestrians, are we more ill-disciplined than the Australians and the South Africans?
It could well be. I don't know. I think it's part of Britain's individuality, the individuality that I'm going to go, and it's a bit selfish. And people don't stop and think about, well, those lights are flashing, that means there's a train coming, I stop here and wait until it's passed. And sometimes because there's a lot of traffic on our roads in quite small areas, compressed, and they're sat there for 20 minutes. I mean, we have a very good example of that at the big full barrier at Foxton, south of Cambridge on the A10. Lots of people waiting to try and get across, and they can be there for quite a while because it seems to be one train after another coming by. Now, that is a place where they do actually want to put a bridge, and it is on that map. But you can't put a bridge everywhere. Cost rules that out.
Well, beautifully segued, if I might say, Chris Burton from Rail Future East Anglia. You should work in radio because we're going to talk about the Foxton level crossing just now.